Like so many folk in New Orleans, I drive that stretch of I-10 coming into the CBD on a regular basis, always passing by the Xavier University campus. Over the past many months, I have happily watched new building after new building going up, intrigued by the continuation of green as the color on all the roofs, a trend started by architect Ron Blitch some years back.
Ron has done many buildings on campus. We did the library and pharmacy expansion as a joint venture, and that did establish the Xavier roof color, which has been used throughout the campus.
That's architect Ray Manning, whose firm, along with others, is responsible for many of those buildings. In the summer of 2005, Ray and the Xavier administration had just completed a master plan that was to assist the university in raising its student body from the then slightly more than 4,000 students to a new high of 6,000.
The storm happened. Xavier had anywhere between 6 to 8 feet of water in some locations. And thus began a whole series of events, which was key to, I think, their long-term survival. I think they did it as well as any other university in the city.
But Xavier is not the only large-scale plan Ray is or has been involved with. Beginning with the 1984 World's Fair, moving forward to the Aquarium of the Americas, New Orleans Arena, and Waldenburg Park. So how did a guy who grew up in modest circumstances in Franklinton, Louisiana, end up an architect?
My father, Arthur Manning, was a gentleman who had very limited education. I think my father didn't finish sixth grade. But my father was a person who knew the building trades and at some point cobbled together some funds to start a building business, very small scale. And he had a primary job, his full-time job, and he would work in the evenings and on the weekends on building what at the time was a HUD 236 housing program. And through the FHA in rural areas, this was a way for individuals to own a home. I would always remember that the plans for the homes would come in the mail, and they'd be in a tube. And after dinner, I would see him poring over these plans as he started to do an estimate for the cost of these homes. And then he had three sons, and we became the crew, so to speak, the working crew on those houses. Other individuals, obviously, but we never lacked for after school work because there was always a house going up. And so we did carpentry. We put in a lot of bat insulation in these homes and did roof work in the middle of the summer. And as it turned out, I got very comfortable with that process.
Which, after graduating Washington Parish High School, led Ray first to a Bachelor of Architecture from Southern University, then to a Master of Architecture from the University of Michigan, and on to continuing education in design and management at both Harvard and Dartmouth universities.
Seeing my father, who, again, as I look at him from this distance now, I realize how incredibly smart he was. Because, again, imagine someone without a high school education, without a college degree, who could read architectural plans, who could go out, stake a house out. These are not elaborate structures, but the fact that he could do that. And that's how it got started for me.
Now, after 25 years in business, Ray is pretty positive about post-Katrina New Orleans.
Architecturally, I think we're in a very good place because we now, I think, have a city administration and the support from the federal government where we've been able to take advantage of what was obviously a tragic event of 2005, 80% of the city flooded, emptying the city out. 100,000+ of our citizens haven't returned to the city. The silver lining is all of the work that has been done in the city through the federal sources of funds, the levee system, some of the outflow canals being rebuilt. So I think there's a sense, and I certainly share this as part of my new role on the Sewage and Water Board, that we are in better shape than we were before 2005.
For more information about what's going on architecturally in the city, go to wwno.org or nolavie.com. For WWNO, I'm Sharon Lipman.